Good morning, everyone. This is Rob McDougall from Zhang Financial here again with your weekly economic update. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. So let's look at the economic data points that were released last week. Very clearly, and you may have heard, not a good week in terms of economic data points, particularly with regard to inflation. So it's been a huge focus, obviously, for the last 2 years. Inflation has come down nicely from its peaks, but we've mentioned many times from here on, it is pretty sticky, tough to make gains. And last week, looks like we gave up some gains. So in particular, last week on Tuesday, core inflation rate, CPI core, was expected to come in at 0.3. It came in at 0.4 month over month for the month of February. Very disappointing. Inflation, the headline number, was in line with expectations, up 0.4. Then on Thursday, we got the PPI number, the producer price index, and core CPI, and both of those were disappointing. And PPI, the headline number, very disappointing. Expected to come in for February, month over month, positive 0.3% increase, came in at a positive 0.6. Core PPI was expected to come in month over month, positive 0.2, came in positive 0.3. Markets did not react well to this, particularly fixed income. We'll show you that in a few moments. Also last week, the other major data point, I would say, well, a couple of them. Retail sales came in, and retail sales ex auto, both of those came in solid month over month increases. However, both were below consensus, which is actually, again, good for inflation. So the overheating that we saw in terms of consumer spending at the end of 2023 looks like it's modifying a little bit. January was actually down, and the February increases were a little less than expected. Lastly, on Friday, the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index came out. That was expected to come in at 76.9. It was pretty much in line, 76.5. So a couple of other things from last week, based on the economic numbers that we saw, the Atlanta Federal Reserve modified their expectation for first quarter GDP growth, brought that down again. Now, this was as high as over 4% at one point during this quarter. They brought it down again 20 basis points. It had been 2.5%. Now their expectation is 2.3% GDP growth in the first quarter. 2.3%, that's just about trend line, and I think most investors would be very pleased to see that number if that's what it turns out to be. In terms of inflation expectations, hardly a ripple despite the news last week. So the expectation now built into the Fed funds future market is 2.32% inflation average over the next 10 years. That's up only 2 basis points versus the expectation just 1 week ago. And in terms of Fed funds future market and the Federal Reserve. So this week, the Federal Reserve, the Federal Open Market Committee is meeting starting tomorrow. They'll have a press release tomorrow afternoon and a press conference by Chairman Jerome Powell. Expectations on Fed funds future for the increase, potential increase on Wednesday, 0%. So it's 99.0%. chance that there'll be no increase. And the expectations for the totality of interest rate increases or decreases, excuse me, in 2024 keeps coming down. So we've talked about this a lot. 4 months ago, the expectation was we would get at least 100 basis points or 4 cuts this year. But at one point, it was actually as high as the expectation, more than 50% probability, of 6 or 150 basis points, but the Federal Reserve has been pretty consistent with their dot plot showing just 3. So with the stickiness on the inflation side, expectations continue to come down. So now the expectations for a 4-rate cut environment or 100 basis points by the end of the year, the probability now of that happening is only 29%. And just 1 month ago, that was 53%. So that's a good thing. Expectations coming in terms of investors and their expectation of Fed cuts during 2024. So the market in terms of reaction to the inflation news, which is the biggest data point last week, equity markets mixed, a little down, international down, fixed income definitely got hit. So we'll start with equity. We'll use the S&P 500 as the proxy for the U.S. market. It's not the most comprehensive, but it's one most people cite. Last week, pretty much flat. It was down 9 basis points. Within that, though, NASDAQ, the large cap growth names that have driven that index all year and all of 2023, that was down 70 basis points, the NASDAQ was. So on a year-to-date basis now, S&P 500 up 7.6%, NASDAQ up 6.4%, and we like to cite the equal-weighted S&P 500 just to give you a sense of breadth within the S&P 500. So again, S&P 500 up 7.6% this year, the equal-weighted S&P 500 up only 4.2%. International last week, negative. The developed markets were down worse, certainly, than the S&P 500, down 1.24%. Emerging markets only down 23 basis points, and the reason why, a little reversal in China stocks, which have been hit so hard for so long. But China stocks were up 3.19% last week. So on a year-to-date basis, you have developed markets up nearly 4%. You have emerging market up 1%, and you have China down 1.3%. Now, fixed income, that's where the pain was last week. The two-year treasury, the yield was up 25 basis points. The 10-year up 24 basis points. So the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index down 1.323%. And the Bloomberg U.S. Long Government Bond Index down 2.75%. So year-to-date now in the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, which had a fantastic rally in November and December last year, but year-to-date, that is down 1.72%. And that Bloomberg U.S. Long Government Bond Index that we cited, that is down 5.2% on a year-to-date basis. So economic data points this week, very sparse, hardly anything going on. We mentioned that the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meets tomorrow, discusses that, gives you their output, their outlook. On Wednesday, we don't expect a lot of excitement around that. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have housing starts. We have building permits. The only thing maybe to mention just modestly, housing start expectation. Housing starts were poor in January, 1.33 million. Expectation is it's going to be up an additional 100,000 from them to 1.435 million. On Thursday, we have initial claims, as we do every week. Expectation is that should rise a little bit to 215,000. Week before, it was reported at 209,000. Lastly, existing home sales for February. Month of January, it was 4 million. Expected to be just slightly below that at 3.95 million. So that's it for the recap from last week, preview for this week, and the markets last week. Thank you very much for your attendance. We look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you.